Blog Talk Radio.
Tonight we have a fantastic show. You know how we do it on the weekend? We sort of get away from the political hemisphere and we try to just come to you in a more personal way. And if you're tuning in for the very first time, let me just take you down what we've been doing on the weekend. We first started off our weekend placing a spotlight on Congress Lady Shirley Chisholm. Then we drove down the highway a little bit more and we picked up Mr. Les Brown. But we didn't stop there, my friends. No, we did not stop there. We follow up with Dick Gregory. And on last weekend, we had the spotlight on Stacey Abrams. And tonight, my fellow Americans, we like to place the spotlight on, gotta get your mind right, Mr. Keith Fletcher. That's right, folks. But before we do that, I'd just like to say a few words to you right here, right now, because it's so important to me. It's so important to me that we start getting a little bit serious about our health. Now, what I mean about that is that, you know, there's a lot of hesitation going on in America about getting vaccinated. Now, I pride my show as being common sense talk. Common sense politics. This is common sense. The shots are free. They are highly effective. I think the study has proven that 99% of the people who have taken the shot have lived. On the other hand, if you don't take the shot, if you want to be hard-headed and stubborn, that's a high, very high probability that you could possibly die. Now, friends, I don't want that to happen to you. I don't care what political stripe that you're on. We want you around. We want you around. Hopefully, friends, let's hope. I'm trying to get connected here with our guest because this is the very first time we have a live guest on. Let's see if I can connect. Let's see. Hello, are you there? All right. Hold on 1 second. Fantastic. I'm so happy. I'm even more excited now. You know, whenever you do things for the first time, there's always a knot in your stomach because you don't know how these computer things are going to quite work out. But I like to do the honorees of giving this man the applause he deserves.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, my fellow Americans, the one and only, I bring to you Mr. Keith Fletcher.
Hello, hello.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
That's the kind of intro you deserve, my friend. That's the intro you deserve. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing fine after that. That is, man. I'm smiling big right now, man. I appreciate that. Hey, you said some big names, Les Miles, Dick Gregory. You know what I'm saying? You talking about, you know, Keith Fletcher? Oh man, I don't have to say nothing else now. You know, you just said it all.
Well, but in reality, let me just put a little meat on the bone for everyone who may not know who you are. And I'm going to give you an opportunity to give them a short bio of who you are. But the reason why I would like for my audience to know, the reason why I'm placing spotlight on this man, because you all don't know him today, but I know you will know him tomorrow. I've listened to a lot of motivational speakers, and I've never heard someone that talk with the sincerity who just want to help somebody do better in their life. Let me tell you, this man started one day out of the blue doing Facebook absolutely free, just giving away golden nuggets. I mean, he was giving away nuggets that I have paid $40, $50 on books, $100 on pack of CDs, DVDs, and I would play and listen to this. He gets online automatically, free, almost on a daily basis, and just pleading and begging, giving away golden nuggets. And I listened in the beginning, and I wanted to see where he was going with this, whether it was just a one-time thing. But next day, there he was again. Following week, there he was again, giving away golden nuggets. And I promise you, if anybody would take a moment to just pick up one of some of the truth he's speaking, it would change your life. And so with that being said, I'd like for him to just give a short bio of who he is, and then we're going to dig a little deeper and try to get some things understood so that you will be able to live a transformative life like the one he's offering. Keith, tell us a little bit about who you are.
Well, I came from a little small town, Oakdale, Louisiana. Single mother, me and my brother. Went to school there. Then get a little trouble. I was a trouble kid. You know what I'm saying? I was that kid that always wanted to, you know, voice my opinion. Had to go to school in Texas. Went to college a little bit. Then went to the military. Did a stint in the military. Married. Got divorced back now with my queen now. My queen, I got 5 kids. Own a couple of business. So pretty much me. I just want to, you know, help people be different than I was.
Right, right. So I want to, let's get in a little discussion here. I've listened to a lot of your talk, and the theme of this show, if we don't get in all in tonight, friends, I promise you, I'm a big bar and seal whatever I have to do to tie this man up to get him on a follow-up show so that we can get this thing out there, because like him, I too want to help somebody. But I was intrigued with his mantra, which is why I named this thing, Gotta Get Your Mind Right. When you say, gotta get your mind right, what do you mean? Tell us what you mean about that.
Well, that's something I always say. My kids just always tell me, my wife, you know, I always just say, man, you better get your mind right. Got to get your mind right. Came from that. And that's just getting your mindset, you know, about a lot of things. Just, you know, your marriage, your work, your life, your children, you know, your business, your finances. You got to get your mind right, and that's what it came from, getting your mind right on things. So that's where I started. That you got to get your mind right.
Okay.
And like I said, we can talk. It's multiple things on that. Like you said, this show ain't gonna be long enough to give you all that. I can give you a piece of it. You know what I'm saying? It's certain, like, getting your mind right about your finances. You know what I'm saying? How to do things. You know, when I came.
Well, let's talk about that. You say getting your mind right. You focus on something that I think is worth talking about. If we don't talk about anything else, we got to go right there, because finance is one of those sore issues that it's almost like politics and religion. It's one of those things that people guard. And so, but you talked about in several of your videos about saving that $1,000, starting from there. And you didn't just say you got to start somewhere. I was intrigued that you put a number out there. You didn't say you just got to start somewhere, because I've heard 1,000 people say start, begin somewhere, and that don't help the average person. The average person, I personally believe, need an infinity number. They need an infinity number, an infinity direction, and you put it out there. You suggested $1,000. I'd like for you to talk about that. Why do you think that number, 1,000, is important to start from? And you can just take it anywhere you want to go from there.
Okay. Well, the $1,000, I can't say I coined it, but you know what I'm saying, I got them somewhere. But, you know, me and my brother talked a lot. But that $1,000, I said, you know, about car going to make your money. So you want to make sure you have your car right. So I said, hey, let's just start off with $1,000. And that $1,000, most car things that happen with your car, going to be probably under $1,000. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I said. Let's make it simple. I'm really about being simple. You know what I'm saying? So let's start with that $1,000. If something happens with your car, you need tires, you need a water pump, you know, anything. Let's just say transmission, you know, somebody gets your used one, get it put in, it's going to cost you reason about $1,000. But, you know what I'm saying? You use $1,000.
Hey, man, I want to be devil's advocate. I'm devil's advocate. That's easy for you to say. You living great. How can I save $1,000?
Well, I ain't been living great, nothing. I lived on my daddy's sofa. You know what I'm saying? I started off on my daddy's sofa, man. I lost everything. You know what I'm saying? I had a put together car, and that came back from that. So if I could save $1,000, you got to work. You know what I'm saying? Get a job, you can get $1,000. You know what I'm saying? So that, like I said, it ain't all at one time. I tell people that, man. It might take you 90 days. You know what I'm saying? It might take a different person. It might take you 12 months. But the goal is that. Let's just start out with $1,000. You know, a lot of people tell me, man, I want to save. I'm trying to save. And, you know what I'm saying? What you trying to save? How much you trying to save? You know what I'm saying? And like you said, that number, you need a number. And I go in depth in that, you know, if you want to get into that. But, I start with $1,000 about your car. Like you said, because the car, you got to make your money to get that. You know, we spend money on tennis shoes. We spend money on jewelry. We spend money on things, you know. So you can get that $1,000. You can put it in. And when you get that $1,000, you don't put it in the bank. Put it somewhere in the house aside and put it there, set it up there, tell it. If something happens, you get it. Just say you use $500. You got to bill that $500 back, but you want to keep that $1,000.
So you're saying if a person can get their mind right, I want to make sure, so if they get their mind right, and then when they get their mind right, they need to start a saving. They can muss up a saving.
I call that emergency fund. Let's just say that. That's your emergency fund for your car,
okay,
you know, to get that.
Okay.
The savings part, that's a different thing, right?
Okay.
And, if I can go talk get into that. The savings, I tell people about savings, because I done did this, man. I ask people, they be like, I'm trying to save. And I ask them, well, how much you trying to save? What is the saving number? And they like, you know, I might say something ridiculous, you know. And I break that down to them. I say, look here, man. I tell them, add all your bills up. Every bill to the penny what you pay out each month. Then after that, time that by six. If time that by six, you're going to get a number. Now, when I know you get that number, that's the number you need. The reason you need that, because if you lose your job or something happens, you got 6 months of reserves set aside for that. Again, this ain't nothing you try to do in one day. It might take you a while to do it, because sometimes you'll see that number, you'll be like, oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? But is a goal to get to, and that's what about planning and setting goals.
Mm-hmm. And you know, in a lot of
me,
go right ahead. Well, a lot of people. Okay, a lot of people will say, "Well, I don't buy expensive shoes, and I don't know where I can get start saving somewhere." And I know you said in one of your shows, and you may want to highlight that so people can know. A lot of time, we can take our bills and look at where money is going. You mentioned one. Like, do you really need Netflix? Do you really need?
Do you really need that cable? Do you need that cable?
Do you really need that?
Do you need that cable? You know what I'm saying? Do you need, you know, them things that you? That
and
you
now you're not talking about doing that forever, right? You're talking about doing that for a period of time.
For a period of time. You know what I'm saying? You start doing it for a period of time, and it's a process of everything. You know what I'm saying? I start out with $1,000, then I start out with the savings. And then, you know, then you start off to the biggest part of this thing that I that's what I was pushing when I started is your credit. You know, when you start talking about credit, that's when a lot of people, you know, their breath goes turn, their head turn and stuff like that. But, you know what I'm saying, to get to that point, you done learn discipline. The whole thing is discipline. The whole thing, that would mean get your mind right, it's a discipline. It's a way of life, a way of living, you know what I'm saying, a way of thinking. So it gets deep into that, you know what I'm saying, but like I said, when I started out first, I came out with just the credit. We're going to do credit. I'm going to help people with their credit. And I was trying to help people, and it was, like I said, it was a touchy subject. You know what I'm saying? And some people would do it, and they'd go right back into it. You know what I'm saying? They never got to that point. So then I would start looking deep and start reading, searching. And it was about a way of life. You know what I'm saying? We were taught wrong. Sometimes, you know, you got to believe. You know what I'm saying? Some things you've learned in your life and mess you up and got you to that point. So, and then just understanding credit. You know, understanding credit, it ain't just let me get a credit card and just use a credit card. You know what I'm saying? There's more to it. So that's why I'm saying there's a lot of things into that getting your mind right when I start. But it start off, you get discipline and say, like you said, $1,000. Some people, I can't save $1,000. Yes, you can. We're about to cut some of them bills out. We're going to stop eating out. You might can't go to the movies this week. You know what I'm saying? You might have missed something this way. You might have, the kids got no need no clothes like that. And that's another thing. Kids are stronger than what we think we are. You know, because when we was kids, we didn't get all these things. We didn't have all these things. They don't have to have it. It's better, you know.
Hey, you're absolutely right about that. Because I can recall kids, and I'm sure every parent who's listening to this show tonight can probably identify with what I'm getting ready to say. You can go on and get a kid a Christmas gift, cost $300, $400, $500, and they'll be there beating an empty box and playing with a dog on empty box after you done went and spend $300, $400 on a gift for them. And they playing with the empty box.
Yeah. And I'm telling you, I had that. Me and my wife did that. My McQueen did that. We had. The great thing about it, we took the boxes, and we had a contest about who could jump the boxes the highest. And when I told my wife, I said, I ain't buying no more gifts. They all getting boxes from now on. I'm not wasting my money on no gifts no more, man.
Yes.
They'll play with the boxes. You know?
Yes, we all can have definitely experience with that. Now, when you this credit thing here, why do you think so many people are guarded about when you talk about credit?
Man, in my opinion is, and I was in that point too. I feel a lot of people don't understand credit. You know what I'm saying? That's big there. And then you done messed that. You know, you done messed up with credit because when my brother talked about it. You know, in the mind you think it's free money. There ain't no free money. It's coming back to talk to you. It's gonna come back and ask you, hey, I'm still here. You need to pay me back my money. And you get so caught up and behind in it, and then now you want to. You know, it's so easy to walk away from it. I talked to one of my good friends of mine, you know, where you tell people, man, we got to learn how to pay our bills and pay them on time. I tell my daughter about that. You know, you got to pay your bills.
Well, here's something here, man. This is going to be a little sticky for you because I'm about to throw a little glue at you and hopefully you can get unstuck because I'm throwing it because I want to, as you do, we want to help somebody, right? Let's say the average person, go to college. The average black person, let's put it, the average person of color, when they go to college, they get in debt because usually they are going into college with borrowed money. So when you graduate from college, you in debt. Now, then you get an apartment. That's another expense because you have to live somewhere. So now you got your college debt loan. You got your apartment rent. You need transportation. You got that car note. You need car insurance. You got that car insurance. You need a cell phone. You got that expense and all the other normal expense. So you're coming from a deficit. How do you move from that deficit to get your credit right and move forward? This would be valuable to hear you expound on that.
Okay, I'm going to start off when I lost everything and I had to stay with my dad and I was on the sofa. I'm 34 years old and I'm sleeping on my dad's sofa, hard times. You know, first I had to get up, you know, after that shame and all that, and I had to go get a job. Now, I just couldn't get one job. You know what I'm saying? I couldn't just say I'm going to get this job. I had to get two jobs. You know what I'm saying? I had a family. I had two kids. You know what I'm saying? My credit messed up. I had tickets, warrants. You know what I'm saying? Apartments. I had all kind of things going on. But like I said, I just took it one step at a time. Man, my brother used to save pennies. You know what I'm saying? Save change. You know, and one penny make two pennies. Two pennies make three. And three make and add that together, that's five is a nickel. Then I went to two nickels make a dime. You know what I'm saying? It's the smallest to the largest. You know what I'm saying? It's a process. You know, you're not going to do it overnight. So you have to take your time and start with the smaller ones. Then get educated. You got to get educated, too, how to work your credit, how to get those things fixed. Some of them things, you got some medical things that ain't going to stay on there. You know what I'm saying? Some things been on your credit too long. But like I said, if you're a college student coming out there, you know what I'm saying? I'm just saying a college student coming out there, you can't get that apartment. You might have to stay with your mom a little bit longer. You know what I'm saying? Until you get that job. You know, but a lot of black people, as you say, black, we want to ball. We want to shine. You know what I'm saying? But some of us wasn't taught either, you know, the right way. Like my niece, she's 19 years old. I stay on her. You know what I'm saying? She working three or four jobs. She's making the money. And she laughs. She be talking about money. I said, you making money because you live with me. You don't have no bills right now. You know what I'm saying? You can do this right now. You can save your money. You know what I'm saying? I think as a kid, when I was growing up back in the 90s, which was a different time, we wanted to get out the house. We wanted to be grown. You know, then your mom and them telling you, you got to go. You know what I'm saying, too? People told you like their kids, you got to get out of here. You know what I'm saying? That can hurt a black person, too. Other ethnic groups, they let their kids stay home. They let them stay home and build their stuff up. They help them with their credit. We wouldn't understand, and that, like I said, we wouldn't talk these things growing up because our parents didn't know those things. So to get out of it, like you're saying, it took a lifetime to mess it up. But you just got to take it one step at a time, you know. And I need to be done because I did it.
Boy, I tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, you see why I love listening to this man talk. Because everything he just spit was truth. And sometimes truth is hard to hear. Show you right. You see, everything he just said was gospel. And we need to hear some hard truth sometimes. And this is why I thought it was important to bring him on. Now, we're not done yet, but I just wanted to take a moment and a break to just acknowledge some of our sponsors because they help make this show possible. We'd like to give a shout-out to Financial Education Services. I'm going to make sure I leave all these links so when you go to the program, you'll be able to click on that. Now, he just finished talking about credit and getting your credit right. Well, this service will help you do just that. Man, these people will work with you, and nobody needs to know your business. They professional, very private. I will make certain I leave a link down below. And as you know, ExpressYourInstinct.com has been with us from day one. After you get your credit right, please go and purchase yourself something or your loved one, a friend, or even an enemy. Make your enemy your friend. Give them a gift. Drive over to Express Yourself, Express Your Instinct on the Internet and purchase a gift. And last, certainly not least, we have another new sponsor. Elegant Expression. Elegant Expression 180. You want to have a unique card to send someone? You can find these cards in Walmart or Homer. You would have to go to Elegant Expressions 180. I promise you, these are some of the best, the very best cards you ever could put your hands on and send to someone. Friends, I'd like to thank all of our three sponsors. Moving forward, I already vision seeing much more sponsor than that. I'd like to thank Keith Fletcher for coming in and being with us tonight, but we're not done yet. What I'm going to do right now, friends, I'm going to open up the chat room just in case you out there, you folks out there want to have some question or something you want to talk about or ask about. But let me get back to the show. Are you still with us, Mr. Fletcher?
Yes, sir.
All right. You know, I was kind of, it was kind of humorous. You talked about an experience you had riding your bike one day going to the gym. And you end up talking about self-evaluation. And can you expound on that and tell us, relive that experience with my audience so they'll know what it's all about. Keith riding his bike. Now, let me help the audience understand. Keith is blind, y'all. This man is blind. But he decided he was going to ride his bike to go work out to the gym. Take it over from there, Keith.
I'm blind, man. At least I'm blind. But, you know, I can see nice shades and stuff, but I'm blind. So couldn't drive my car no more. I'm a gym fanatic, man, and I go to gym in the morning. I like going in the morning. That's my time. So my wife, you know, had a bike for me, you know what I'm saying? So I said, I'm going to take this bike. It's about 4:30 in the morning. I get on the bike, and it's dark, and I started riding. You know, I hit a curb, you know, running through some bushes, you know. Hit some old bushes, but I'm riding. You know, I'm riding the first day. I get through there, made it to the gym, come back again, hit the curb, run into some bushes, hit the curb again, but I make it home. I make it home all right. I'm like, okay, I can do this. And tomorrow I'm going to be ready. Tomorrow I get up at 3:30. I'm riding the bike, same thing, hit the curb, run the bushes. But I got these hills, so I'm rolling smooth. Now I'm going down this hill, you know what I'm saying? I can't see, but I'm riding, I'm going fast, but I see something, you know what I'm saying? God, you know, God is amazing, but he's really amazing. So I see something out the eye, but it was sad now. I learned to myself to trust if I see something, you know, because my eyesight, I know, let me stop it, dude. So I'm going, and I see it, and I say, oh, right when I get on, man, I'm hitting the brakes. You know, when you're a kid, you jump off the bike, and your feet, da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. But I come, man, it's an old lady, man. I'm serious, an old lady. Up 3:30 in the morning, I'm looking, and I stopped, man, God. Save that woman's life. I swear he did, because if I'd have hit that lady with it, the merger, I seen the whole thing. They'd have called the merger, and I'd have been sued. I'd have lost everything, man. But I stopped, and the lady, the lady said, hey, how you doing? I was like, you just don't know.
And the moral of the story was?
Yeah. Hey, your mind makes you think you can do some things. It's powerful, man. Your mind is real powerful. It makes you think you can do some things that, you know, but, you know, you can reverse it too, man. If your mind makes you think a blind man can see and drive a bike, what you think the good things you can do? You know, but I need to say I don't drive or ride a bike no more. Most definitely not no 4 in the morning anymore. But you know what I say? I came with that thing about your mind, man, for real. That if I can just change my mind and take it somewhere else with it and use it as a different way.
Ladies and gentlemen, we like to thank you for tuning in. 30 minutes go by so fast. We like to thank Mr. Keith Fletcher. I believe y'all want a little bit more. I think you want a little more. So on tomorrow night, I will see if I can get him back in on tomorrow night. And we're going to chop it up a little bit more. Thank you so much for tuning in to Common Sense Talk live on Blog Talk Radio, baby, your host extraordinaire. Thank you.